All right, we're going to get started with our last presentation of the day.
Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Hadi Abassi. I'm the founder, CEO, and president of Atlas Engineered Products. And just before I start talking, I see a lot of familiar faces in this room. How many of you are familiar with the story of Atlas? Anybody doesn't know it? So good. Yeah, good. So I'm glad you all know it. That makes my life easy because I'm not known to follow a script. Plus, there is something wrong with this picture. You pay a lot of money to be here. They have you here at 9 a.m. going every half an hour, nonstop. No pee break, no lunch break. A couple of investors brought me actually a plate of sandwich. And then at the end of the day, when everybody's ready to go get drunk, they say, "Come and make your presentation." So needless to say, I'm going to get my money back with interest. This is not the best one. But however, after the complaining and the whining, it's a pleasure for me to share Atlas. I shared it with most of you in this room today in the past and shared it again. It's a dream we've had. It's a dream I've had all my life to come to Canada. I immigrated here in 1982. I started as a janitor at McDonald's, and I'm a professional mechanical engineer from England. And I worked my way out, and I became rich at not even 40 years old. And I was a multimillionaire, but never stopped dreaming and becoming bigger. I started a football franchise on Vancouver Island. After a year or 2 years, we became dynasty in the country. We won three Canadian championships. We were inducted in the Hall of Fame, BC Hall of Fame football. And out of it, I met the main people at Boyd Auto Body because they were the directors at Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and one of their players, superstar, is a stepson to me, and we made a connection with them. And their story resonated with us. I always wanted to have a national company, and when I saw what Boyd Auto Body did across the country, and they are such a similar story to us and such a similar industry to AEP as a blue collar, we are a construction, they are auto body. So I said, if they can do it, we're going to start something like this too. So Paul Andreor is in this room, and he was instrumental in taking us public close to the end of 2018. And now fast forward, we are here now. I bought the business in 1999. It was a small business. It wasn't called Atlas. It was just a small trust plan, hole in the wall. It was $95,000 a year revenue, and I paid $45,000 for it in 1999. Fast forward, 2018, we were doing $8 million. And now this year, we will end up around $50 million in one of the slowest time in the economy in the country. Lumber price is really low, and the economy, the construction, new construction is not the best last year and this year. Next year, with the way even things are going with M&As and everything, we have a possibility of hitting $100 million revenue. And within the next two M&A, we will be in every province in Canada except Alberta. We have a footprint in every province in the country, and we have expanded our business across the country. And we have built a very strong sales force. And right now, we are going to be the first in the country to start introducing the robotic, implement the robotics in our operations across the country. So in every aspect, look at it. It's actually a crazy story, but it's all coming together right now. And the more and more you can see it, and the more is happening. And that's the story of Atlas is, and that's where we are at the moment right now. We are on the cusp of another major breakthrough in our industry and going to the next level. And I'm just fortunate, and I'm being proud to be part of it all. And before we start playing the video, I know a lot of you here. I've spoken to you. You are a shareholder. You've been there from beginning, and I appreciate it, and I love you. And I'm honored to have you as partners with us at AEP. And just please keep on journey because it's a bumpy ride, but it's going to be a fun ride for the next few years. And you're going to be very, very happy investors next year and the year after. And I'm hoping that I'm going to get the 9:00 presentation so it's not at the end of the day there. Okay. So I made this video for you guys, or somebody else did. It's actually a good job. I sound very good in there. And please enjoy it. And thank you. Thank you for being here. God bless. Sorry. Never been good at following orders. That it?
At Atlas Engineered Products, we've developed a comprehensive growth strategy aimed at delivering long-term value for our investors. This includes a targeted mergers and acquisitions plan focused on acquiring well-established companies with competitive in line with our vision to create a national family of companies serving regional construction markets. By expanding our sales force, we're broadening market reach and strengthening customer relationships, while also entering high-growth markets across Canada and beyond. Our commitment to driving in advanced automation robotics, which not only enhances operational efficiency, but also significantly reduces labor costs. These innovations position us as leaders in scalable and sustainable production, aligned markets, strengthening our competitive edge. This balanced approach creates a strong pipeline for future revenue growth and delivers a competitive return on investment. Now, Canada's housing crisis is no secret. The CMHC forecasts a need for 3.5 billion additional units by 2030 beyond those already developed, but the market is struggling to keep up, creating critical gaps that offer supply and investment opportunities. Ontario and British Columbia account for 60% of the housing. In Quebec and Alberta also failing to purchase due to rising costs and stocking. As affordability declines, people are relocating, pushing demand for other regions across the country. This surge in demand is being met with slow cost of building and a shortage of skilled labor. However, engineers come up as a game-changing solution. But it is the way Canada's first robotic truck manufacturing plant projected to double force put output and cut labor costs by 50% within 1 year, all while maintaining peak efficiency and quality. With established locations and acquisitions across the country, including a headquarters in Nanaimo, British Columbia, along with sites in New Brunswick and Ontario, we are already implementing full robotic systems. Our new facilities in Ontario will not only help meet the province's demand, but also extend our reach into the United States. Let's break it down. The current average facility output is 4 million board feet, $13 million in revenue, with 30 employees. With just one robotic share, 4.6 million board feet, 15 million in revenue, with 6 employees. With two robotic shares, 9.2 million board feet, $30 million in revenue, with 12 employees. With three planned robotic shares, 13.8 million board feet, 45 million in revenue with 18 employees. Based on this model, we estimate that within a year, we'll achieve a twofold increase in board foot production by cutting labor requirements in half, effectively addressing the labor shortage we are currently facing. With two out of three shifts becoming robotic for capacity at the high-tech facility is projected to increase by 400 to 500%. Delivering a return on investment for robotic equipment in 1 to 2 years. With the three currently planned location upgrades, including the new Clinton plant in Ontario, overall production capacity is projected to increase by 50 to 100%, with a similar 1 to 2 year return on investment. Acquisition strategy target, established locations with succession gaps in a fragmented industry, aligning perfectly with the growing demand for multifamily and multi-floor residential wood frame buildings. AEP's current and future robotic facilities, along with advanced automation upgrades, are key to our M&A strategy and nationwide expansion. By embracing cutting-edge technology, we are bridging the labor gap and setting new industry standards. We're not just building structures, we're building the future. As we establish Canada's first robotic truck manufacturing plant, AEP is committed to enhancing production efficiency and quality. This is an opportunity to capitalize on significant growth in the sector while contributing to a more sustainable future for Canada. Together, we can redefine what is possible. AEP building better, building smarter, building the future.
You want to say something? Come on, Paul. Thank you.
I thought I joined you. No.
Thank you. No.
You know, if you have any questions, Hadi and I can help answer them.
Yeah. Yeah. And just one thing I noticed I wanted to mention is, in the past, when I was privately owned business and I was just on Vancouver Island, sometimes you just concentrate on your own business, and when things slow down, you just concentrate on saving money and stuff and till the good times come back. But one thing I've noticed about being a publicly traded company and across the nation, that not only we work on selling products and manufacturing and shipping, the big part of our business is the future and the M&A side. And now it almost like I'm hoping, or my salespeople are hoping, that the market picks up again and the housing starts meeting the demand. But the other side, we have such a big pipeline of M&A and such amazing activities going out there. It almost like, please don't get busy again for another year or 18 months till we put all these deals together, because that has been an amazing side of seeing that as a slow time, we are so busy doing the other stuff there and stuff there. And that is the great part of being involved in this business. So every day we are just busy building things and dealing with the road bumps, and you're building for the future and stuff there. So, like, I've never been any more excited about how the future is coming together and stuff there. So it's pretty exciting about it. And robotics add another cherry on the spot. Now, robotics, I make it sound very easy on the video, and it's great. It's amazing, but it's new edge technology, and there will be a lot of headaches and road bumps that we deal with as we go along. But we are the first-time users and first-time movers in there, and it's going to give us an amazing edge with the competitions, everything. And to be honest, in a couple of years, I would not want to be competing with us in same areas. That's the honest truth of it. Now, any questions for Paul, please, or me? We are here.
I hope you guys can appreciate the competition is terrified of Hadi. Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
So robotics, great, but at the end of the day, is this the first time that a truss, wall, an ADP has used robotics? I mean, it's first time you, but what about the industry? Like, how easy is it going to be for them to install, and, like, how long is it going to take you to get this right so that it's working and it's efficient and it's doing what you want it to do?
Okay. So in Canada, we are the first one so far that we are going ahead and doing it. There are, I don't know the exact number, there are two big groups in the U.S. that use it. One is the Builders FirstSource, that they have a few handful. And then there's only three suppliers of robotic manufacturing for our industry in the world. One in the U.S., that they're still working their kinks out, and two in Europe. And the one company in Europe, there is a big, big chain of companies, a multi-billion-dollar private company, that they have a series of lumber yards and truss plants. They own part of that business. Nobody's allowed to buy those robots in USA by them. That's the Menard family. They are a multi-billionaire family there. We are allowed to buy those because we are in Canada. They won't even let us go visit their plant. Like, they run it like an army base there. I have some of my executives in Denmark and Finland studying the factories right now there. We weren't allowed to see them in the U.S. there. And they kept it to themselves. And so far, I know, don't quote me on it, but I heard they have 19 factories in the U.S. that is closed, and they are in the heartland of the U.S., like Milwaukee, Southern U.S., and Florida. They operate there. And it's new. It's like when it was when the car industry, the actual robot's not new. ABB Robotics has been around forever from Europe. The robots are not new, but it's like any industry. For our industry, it's new. But with everything new, it comes with a headache and a cost. Now, are you willing to take that headache because there is the risk and reward on it? And with mine is, we always look at the positive side. You'll hear it. When I'm in the meetings with my executive, we always think, what could go wrong? And what could go wrong is basically the robot doesn't work and you lose a few million bucks. But what could go right? So you lose at that. You do all of that stuff, and it's a chance. You got a risk to take him, because Right now, we have some resumes of people coming to work for us because the market is slow. But not just our business, construction in general. You go to any high school, kids do not want to have broken fingers and broken back by the time they're 40 years old. They do not want to work in construction and the snowy weather and the rainy weather. So you need to come up with a solution, and automation is the only one. Now, if you go to Europe, then it's no big deal. Like now we're looking at a factory in Denmark. They've been doing that with robots for the last 3 years. And they keep not that many human beings working there. And they are about 15, 20 years ahead of us with component manufacturing. We have to change. And the component manufacturing is time for us. And the challenge for the Canadian companies is they are privately owned or they're owned by private equity firms. Robots are expensive, and you need to have a return on your investment and a big capital investment. And one arm, even some of the robotic manufacturers realize we are the one company in Canada they can deal with because we are publicly trading. We have access to the public money, and we have a footprint in the country. So it's not owned by a private owner that is going, oh, my God, I'm 60-year-old or 70, and am I going to wait another 5 years or 7 years to get my return on my money? So those are all the things you got to calculate. But it's the futures here. Like the car building, everything's changed to robotics and our business. Now, the part that is there you haven't even seen that is exciting is the robotic for the wall panel and the component manufacturing on the wall side and floor side. That is the most amazing thing. But you need a lot of footprint land for that. So every time you see we make an announcement from no one, part of our M&A is when we make an announcement, somewhere in there is a big piece of property attached to it. If there is not property that you can, because you can't use existing old building, you can't take a machine out and put a robot in there. You have to have a new footprint. Most of the time you have the big building, air conditioning has to be changed and the heating. So, and with the wall panels, everything, you need big acres and acres of land. It's just the way the size of the material is. And you will see every time we announce the M&A, not only the location is important, also maybe you see one day we announce that we bought 20 acres or 30 acres somewhere. We are not in real estate business, but we are in manufacturing business, and we like to own our own properties. We want to be our own landlord. We control our destiny. Then one day you will see a major factory going out there, and it will be pumping out walls. Somebody has to take the plunge. We took the plunge of going public and rolling up the industry in the country. Now it's our job to lead the way for the robotics and automation. And you're going to fall flat on your face a couple of times, but so what? You get up and keep going again. 5 minutes. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Hold on. I'm going to wait.
How much do we spend or do we save?
Save.
So far, all the numbers you saw we have is from the people who already have it in Europe or in America and what the suppliers gave up. Their estimation is you reduce your labor by 50% and you increase your productivity by 100%. We reckon we can save anywhere from, Justin, help me out here. I think we will save about 25-30% of our labor costs easily, conservatively. Like, ask me that question, please, in 15 months. Yeah, but that's what a cost of labor, 50% saving labor is huge. But what it does, it's not just saves you from cost. It provides you manufacturing facilities that you can run a machine for 24 hours. You cannot build trusses for 24 hours. And usually if you do, like, I've done lots of time studying in my lifetime. You start at 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. By first coffee break, your productivity notches down. By lunchtime and after lunchtime, your productivity is way down. And night shift, forget it. It's waste of money because it's just human beings and lumber doesn't work. But the robot, you run 24 hours. Plus, with robots, you don't have to lift material anymore. They do it for you. So your market, you can hire seniors, and you can have younger generation who want to work with electronics. It changes the whole picture of our industry. It's a game changer. And honestly, there is a magic in there will happen is that you don't know that you don't know in life. We know certain things. We don't know. We go learn. But there is a you don't know about the automation and robotics is happening in our industry. And that's what I'm excited about, that we're going into that journey. Yeah. In time? No, 3 minutes. Okay. Well, you started it and you went start. Okay. Any other questions? Yeah, and by the way, when things go great, it's my decision. When things go bad, it's his fault. We weren't publicly traded company there. So yeah, he's been amazing. I'm glad we have him on my side there, because we come from a blue collar construction redneck industry. Like, he's the guy in the public market teaching me everything there. So
I got the broken finger.
Yeah, that's it. Yes.
Yes.
You have enough money right now.
Right now we have enough, and then we shall see what happens. But right now we are okay. And this year is one of our slowest time. We make about $10 million. Imagine how things pick up, how much money we. Go ahead, Paul.
I was just going to say the two things to really consider is that we did a raise several months ago, and the key reason for that, we could have done the robotics without that raise, but that would have meant we had to take a foot off the gas pedal for M&A. And as we just announced, there's, the M&A pipeline is very full. So, the question really is, can we do both? And yes, we can, without going back to Mark. We had another question somewhere. Right there, Vic, yeah. Let me try that. So, yes, part of why we're excited about this is there's dozens and dozens of these facilities that are up and running, whether it's in Europe or in North America, predominantly U.S., nothing in Canada yet. So the risk isn't so much in does this work? We know it works. It's just the execution of getting it to where it has to be. What delays, what issues are we going to have to face? Those are things that we think we can, deal with. Sorry, what's that? Well, I'd like to think we're just as smart as the Americans. I'm sure there's a handful here, so we got to be careful. Yeah. All right. 1 minute left. Anything else? Otherwise, we'll let Hattie go and have a relaxing drink or something. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone. Have a good evening.